Now here in the 24th chapter, we come to it, and we have here another parable, and he's going to end these parables, that is a section of them, right here for us. And in this section, why, we have the parable of the boiling pot and the death of the prophet's wife. And God's going to use both to speak to the people. Now, will you notice, I'm reading chapter 24, verse 1. Again, in the ninth year, in the tenth month, in the tenth day of the month, the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, now, this is the first time he's dated his message. Why? Because at that very moment, Nebuchadnezzar was breaking through the wall in Jerusalem, and they didn't have television there. It wasn't coming by a little fellow out there in orbit conveying the message over to Babylon. The only way he could get it was by God revealing it to him. The liberal has always had a problem with this. One of the liberals said this. He says, this verse forces on us in the clearest fashion the dilemma either Ezekiel was a deliberate deceiver or he was possessed of some kind of second sight. He sure was. God's sight was his second sight. Liberal doesn't recognize that, of course. Well, he got the word, and now this parable of the boiling pot. Well, here it is, verse 6. Wherefore, thus saith the Lord, woe to the bloody city, to the pot whose scum is in it, and whose scum is not gone out of it. Bring it out piece by piece. Let no lot fall upon it. Now, he calls it again the bloody city, and they're in a pot, and there's scum in the pot. Now, what is that scum? The pot is the city of Jerusalem. The citizens were in it, in that pot. And their sin is the scum that's in it. Now, sometimes you hear somebody say to another person or concerning a certain people, they are the scum of the earth. You want to know what God says? God says, your sin and my sin's the scum of the earth. He never said that group of people over there that's not in our crowd is the scum of the earth. He said, your sin and my sin. And listen, we're all in the same pot. Jerusalem is now the world. And for you and me today, it's the world. I get a little weary today of all of this talk about the different ethnic groups. What do you mean, different ethnic groups? We're all in the same pot, and we're the scum of the earth. And I don't care who you are, your sin is the scum of the earth. Now, I don't know how you can say it any stronger than that.